Hi everyone, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Today I'm going to present to you five guitars that are made over three different generations of a family, and it's coming from Japan. And the first guitar of these five is made by the very well-known Japanese guitar luthier Masaru Kono. This guitar has the number 30. And this guitar, as I said, is from 1976. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the scale of this guitar is 658 millimeters and the nut is 53. So the neck is a bit wider compared to 65 centimeter scales guitars. And what I also noticed is that this guitar is very light. Let's see how it sounds. Very beautiful tone. This is very impressive. The sustain is very long. Wow. And the tone has a very good clarity. It's a very refined tone. And it's a very well resonating guitar also. Like a very vintage guitar. I mean, it's from 1976. So this is a kind of vintage guitar. Also very well balanced. This guitar, as you can hear, has a very, very singing tone. Wow. Beautiful. Lovely. Everything works very well on this guitar. And what also surprised me a lot is that I personally like and feel very comfortable on guitars with 64 centimeter scale. And this one has 65.8. And it's still very comfortable. Everything works very well. And even if the nut is 53, which is actually 1 to 2 millimeters wider than the normal guitars, it feels so comfortable. It feels like that I have room to make mistakes because everything is set very wide, and at the same time it's very comfortable. I don't know how to explain it. You have to play it and feel it. And yeah, so it's a Masaru Kono guitar from 1976. And let's move to the next guitar, which is made by the nephew of Masaru Kono. And the next guitar is made by Masaki Sakurai, who is the nephew of Masaru Kono. And this guitar is from 2025, and this is the flagship of the Masaki Sakurai guitars lineup. And this guitar is called Maestro RF, and he has used the highest quality woods for this guitar model, and the RF stands for raised fingerboard. So this guitar has a elevated fingerboard, and it comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. So it's a very elegant and exclusive built guitar. The construction of the top is traditional, and this guitar has a 64 centimeter scale. Let's see how this guitar performs. First thing what I noticed is the response of the guitar. The tones are coming out very fast, and you actually need to have a little touch on the strings, and the tones are there in their full spectrum. And the character of the tone is also very soft. And the sustain is also good. You have some very soft overtones that are sustaining. I found this guitar also very, very comfortable to play. And it's funny because the last guitar had a 658 millimeter scale, and I found it very comfortable to play. And this guitar has a 64, so it's much shorter, but it's also very comfortable. So I think at the end, it's a question of how the whole guitar is built and the relation of the frets to the fingerboard and the fingerboard to the guitar body. Everything has to be in a good relation. And then I think the guitar will be actually easy to play. Let's move to the next guitar, which is also made by Masaki Sakurai, but it's a different model. And this guitar is also made by Masaki Sakurai, the nephew of Masaru Kono. And this guitar is the Concert J model, brand new from 2025, also with a 64 centimeter scale. And the idea about this guitar is, or let's say the aim of this guitar, of this model, is to offer that Sakurai sound at the lowest possible costs, but without any compromise. And this is also the case. This guitar is built very clean, very precise, and you will hear that the sound is still that beautiful Sakurai sound. But some options, such as the raised fingerboard, is not the case with this guitar. And this one comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Well, let's see how this guitar sounds. First of all, I think this guitar is very, very well balanced. It's like every tone has the same loudness. Very clean, very even. And when I'm playing chords on this guitar, I'm feeling the whole resonance of the guitar, so you can feel it through your body. It has very strong basses and also very deep. Beautiful. Also, the colors on this guitar, maybe also compared to the other two guitars, I have the feeling I am able to produce more different colors. What a beautiful tone. Very singing. So it was a Masaki Sakurai guitar Concert J model with a cedar top, and we have also the same model with a spruce top. Let's see how this guitar sounds. And this guitar made by Masaki Sakurai is the Concert J model, brand new from 2025 with a spruce top. And this guitar has a traditional construction and it comes with Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And I also like the headstock of this guitar. I think it's laminated also with Madagascar, which looks very beautiful. Well, I don't talk a lot. Let's see how this guitar sounds. It's interesting, compared to the other Concert J guitar with a cedar top, this guitar confirms that typical spruce sound. It sounds a bit more refined than the other guitars and the tone is more bright. And this is how a spruce sounds in comparison to the cedar guitar. I'm very curious what is your opinion and thoughts on this guitar, also compared to the other Concert J model with a cedar top. I think both have some very characteristic qualities and sound, and I cannot decide which one I like more. The other one, the cedar one, sounds a bit more rounder and more even, and this one sounds more brilliant and it breathes a bit better than the other. Interesting. And let's move to the last guitar of this week, who is actually the grandson of Masaru Kono. And the last guitar of this week is made by So Kimishima, who is the latest generation of Kono guitars, and he's the grandson of Masaru Kono, and he's a very, very talented guitar luthier. And this guitar, made by Soki Mishima, is the model Stella. It's from 2025, and it comes with a 64 centimeter scale, and the construction is traditional. It comes with a very beautiful spruce with a lot of grains, and you can see that this is a very high quality wood and Indian rosewood back and sides. And also this guitar, exactly as the other Kono guitars and Masaki Sakurai guitars, is built very, very clean and beautiful. And it's also very light, so I expect a very responsive sounding guitar. Let's see. It's a very loud guitar, and as I expected, very responsive. The tones are coming out very fast, and also the dynamic range on this guitar is very wide, because you notice when I play very soft and get louder, the guitar offers me that room, that headroom, and the quality of the sound doesn't reduce. Maybe it's too loud for the microphones. I'm not sure if you are hearing some distortion, but the guitar is sounding very good. So it's clear that Soki Mishima has learned a lot from the two maestros, Masaki Sakurai and Masaru Kono. I like this guitar, and this is, I think, the second or the third guitar made by Soki Mishima that I'm trying, and it's a very, very good guitar. I'm also curious, what is your opinion and thoughts on the sound of these five guitars, which are coming from the same family, but in three different generations. And it was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Please don't forget to leave a like if the video was helpful for you and you enjoyed this video. If you are interested in the arrangement of the Persian piece that I have played, you can find the link in the video description. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.